most important questions of our faith. Is it okay for me to pray for the saints to win? What? I don't get what's so funny. Is it okay for me to pray for my team to win? Like, I'm joking, obviously. It's not the most important question we have. But it is something, like, have we not pondered that if we watch sports? Have we not, like, thought about that before? Like, is it really okay for me to say this prayer? Like, ask God, Lord, if you just let the Saints win one game, one, just one, then I'll do this for you. Is that okay? Or perhaps a bigger question to ask in relation to that, does God really care about the outcome of a football game? Or does, maybe even more so, does God care about the ordinary things that happen in my life? Like, is it really important that I bring little things to him? He's got the whole world he's got to worry about. Why would he care about that? Today, Jesus is confronted with a seeming conundrum. And it seems like from the outset, what he's trying to say is, what is a worldly matter, handle with the worldly things, and the things that pertain to God and faith, have it pertain to God and faith. Like this idea that what I do on Sunday happens on Sunday, and during the week, the things that happen in my life, that they're, it's up to me to figure it out. Like, keep my faith on Sunday throughout the week. I just live my life, because that's what he's saying. Like, isn't that what he's saying? The things that belong to Caesar, the things that belong to God. Is that really what he's saying, though? Is he saying, oh yeah, as long as you go to Mass on Sunday and make sure you're going to confession regularly and all this stuff, you do whatever you want during the week? What is the thing that he holds up as the thing, the kind of linchpin that he gives this little speech, this little couplet, this little piece of wisdom from? A coin that had the image of the emperor on it. And from that he says, what belongs to Caesar, repay to Caesar, and to God, what belongs to God. What has God's image on it, or permeating it? What is God's image? Do we not read in the book of Genesis that in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them? It's talking about us. We are the image of God. You and I, if that's the case. And if in this passage, because the coin had the image of Caesar, it belonged to Caesar, how much more do we, who were created in God's image, belong to him? And not just us. Throughout the whole of creation, while we were in a very particular way created in God's image and likeness, all of creation, by being a part of creation, by being the thing that God created, are in a very real way imaging God, because they come from him. He is our creator, and he sustains us in being. And therefore, everything, by that logic, belongs to God. So the question is, does God care about the ordinary things in my life? The answer is yes, because everything belongs to him, and everything is loved by him, and everyone, you included, are loved by him. And maybe it's the case that God, it doesn't matter so much the outcome of a game to God. Maybe not. I don't know. I am not him. and I am very happy about that. But maybe he cares about that because he cares about you. Maybe like a good father who, like I remember my dad growing up, I am a gamer, and I used to play the N64 and play Star Fox 64, and my dad did not care about video games, but he still watched me play because he cared about me. He didn't necessarily care about the game, but he cared about me, and so by extension, cared about what I cared about. That is the truth. It belongs to God because he created us and this whole world out of love. And he desires to be a part of it, desires to be a part of your everyday life, not just what you do on Sundays, because he loves you. And like any good father, wants to be a part of your life. And on the flip side, if everything belongs to him, why would we not want to involve him in everything? Why would we not want to give him everything? Why would we not strive every day to make God a part of even sometimes the smallest choices? Not that we have to sit and pray for an hour to decide whether I'm going to clip my toenails. But is God a part of our everyday life in everything we do? Is the littlest little sacrifice I make an offering to him? Like just deciding, oh, I'm going to cut out a snack today. Am I going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving this, and I'm offering it back to you? Simple things. So that when the big things come where we need the Lord most, we're already practicing that invitation to him. Lord, come and be with me in my life. Everything belongs to him. So are we willing to give him everything? Our whole selves. Everything that we are, from Sunday to Sunday, all of it. Are we willing to give him ourselves totally to him? Because that is what he deserves. It's not a matter of gift on our part, it's a matter of justice. Because God created us out of his love. And therefore, he deserves nothing more than to get us back. And so, that is the posed challenge today. Yes, God does care about even the smallest thing in your life because he cares about you. So maybe we pray today that we not be afraid to give him all that we are, to invite him into even the smallest struggles and the smallest joys of our life, and to make him a part of our everyday life.